thank you, thank you, and welcome to the show.
It's Halloween and we hide behind masks.
I know it's Halloween.
Halloween fun is afoot.
Happy Halloween to you too.
It's just so childish.
There are grown-up ways to enjoy Halloween.
Well, we're not doing that.
Well, we're not doing that.
Oh, but we are doing that. Good morning, Wisconsin. Happy Halloween, everybody. It is the morning show here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Hope you are having a great beginning to your All Hallows Eve out there. Mm-hmm. 7:07 on the clock. Got your host, James J. Maloff. I am joined by my partners in audio. We have Seth Habhager with us.
Good morning, everyone.
And Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Hope you guys are having a great start to your Monday out there. Thanks for kicking it off with us, everyone. Hope you are doing well. Mm-hmm. I want to catch up with you guys before we do that, get into our schedule for the show here today. Of course, in just a little bit, we'll get into Halloween stuff. That's what we do today. It's Monday, everybody.
It's Halloween.
I actually got some interesting stuff about Halloween regarding today, and we'll get into that. The top Halloween candies. Your kids won't care if you steal.
I need to know. I need to know. I really do.
Weird Halloween poll. I've got that for you. How many of us have never, like, what is the number of Americans that have never seen snow?
Ooh.
Oh,
that okay. One coming up a little bit later. We also have a bit of, in the 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Got a really good list there today with that one.
Mm-hmm.
We are also going to get into how you can recycle those Halloween candy wrappers.
Ooh, wow. Wow.
Important.
Cool.
Got some entertainment news with regarding some Hollywood stuff that is pretty interesting, I thought. Certainly want to get into the Halloween times. We'll give those to you probably in the 9 o'clock hour for our local area. We'll get into the Halloween times.
Mm-hmm.
And if we have time, I want to get into the 10 most haunted places in Wisconsin.
Awesome.
We'll see if we have time for that one. I think we'll make time for that one.
Yes, we will.
I think we should. That sounds like fun.
I kind of wanted to gauge your guys' response. So we'll go with it. That sounds good. All right. I didn't know if that was silly or not on my part. But
it's very silly, but it's still good.
It is. But it's Halloween.
It's Halloween.
So it's
the
perfect time for it.
Very good point.
Bring that up in January, I'm going to say no.
It's a good point. Very good point. I don't mean to slow us down here or anything. I throw an audible in so early in the week. But Melissa, I got to ask. What's with all the purple?
Well, you know, you guys, I'm just a little disappointed with you this morning.
Mm.
You vetoed my pumpkin spice latte idea.
Mm. Yeah, right.
But Seth already had the pumpkin costume.
Oh, I didn't know he did. Oh.
Well, yeah.
It was just an orange shirt. That's all it was.
But then you also vetoed the pumpkin pie idea because that would be a little awkward. I don't know how we pulled that one off.
That would have been weird, yeah.
A little weird. So I thought we agreed on something healthy.
Mm.
But neither of you wanted to be a fruit bowl. So we went with a garden. Okay.
Yes.
Healthy. This is good. Good example.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, because I have a lot of purple in my wardrobe, and I got this green hat mm-hmm. at the Clue party I was at a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
So eggplant was obviously the perfect choice, right?
That is pretty good. I like that one.
Oh, no.
James, I'm just not sure what your costume is.
Oh.
Are you actually a beanpole?
I am. I'm the scarecrow in the garden.
Yeah.
I didn't want to say it.
Yeah, no. Beanpole was great. Very well played. Very well played. you're the best, Mel. That was fantastic. That was completely Melissa. I don't want any of us to get any credit other than Melissa on that one. That was fantastic. I knew you were going somewhere with it. Oh, that was good.
I will be happily dressed as an eggplant today.
I genuinely did feel bad. Melissa was I don't want to say you're working hard at it, because I've seen you work hard. But Melissa was the one putting in some effort on this, trying to come up with a team costume.
Right.
We're going to do something next year. I promise my staff and the audience. we'll work on this. We'll put a little more time into it and not put it all on Melissa. We'll do it together.
Thanks,
guys. It just took us a year. But,
well, you know, my anniversary is coming up here, so.
That's very true.
That's true.
Very true. Very excited about that. Interestingly, Melissa, your anniversary is coming up, and so is WFHR's anniversary.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We're going to talk more about that tomorrow and throughout the week here. We've got other promotional stuff we want to get to as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to dress up as Halloween, but as you can hear in my voice and from the conversation with Melissa and Seth here, a little last second, had quite a few things going on, like most adults do.
Yeah, right.
It's part of the reason why our costumes get put off to the end.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to play along, and I know Melissa, she had said that she had something in mind, and she's an eggplant, and thank you so much for being an eggplant today, Melissa. I am, many people know the character Jack Skellington from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I am Jack Skelly, forget about it. I just have a Jack Skellington shirt on, and I'm in a tracksuit. So
Jack Skellington in a tracksuit, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, Italian Jack Skellington. It's a... What do you mean? You want to know what town I'm in mayor of? Who asked you? Why are you asking? Who asked? What's this about? Forget about it. You don't need to know.
Yeah, but you got to sing it though.
You want me to sing? You seriously want me to? I'm singing. This is me singing. Da 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 do. There, I just sang for you. That's singing good. This guy over here. Wise guy over here.
You should ask the pumpkin to sing.
I like that too.
I'm closer to a potato than a pumpkin. I'm really, really white and I'm really starchy.
Okay. Oh,
That was good. Yeah. I actually did have one place I wanted to start, and because it is me, I will say that, you know, it's going to be serious, but in all seriousness, it is a scary place to start things. Halloween is one of the more dangerous holidays of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Some people got their trick-or-treating done over the weekend, but if you're going out tonight, just a reminder to be careful. Halloween is the most dangerous holiday for pedestrians, even when it falls on a Monday.
Mm.
A report looked at the number of traffic-related fatalities on Halloween over 25 years, and weekdays are actually more dangerous than weekends.
Really?
It's likely because there are just more cars on the road, and people tend to be rushing around more on weekday nights.
Okay.
And thanks, of course, to the cowards that are drunk drivers, Friday is the most dangerous day for Halloween. When it falls on a Friday, there are about 22% more fatal crashes than average.
Wow.
Monday is the fifth most dangerous day at 14%, and Saturday is only the only day when it drops by about 4% compared to an average Saturday. So it does seem like Saturday, for lack of a better way to put it, is the safer day for Halloween.
Yeah, right.
Weekdays are also a little more dangerous for kids specifically. When Halloween is on a Saturday or Sunday, 27% of pedestrians hit and killed by cars are under the age of 18.
Wow.
When it's on a weekday like today, it jumps to 29%.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I don't know what you guys have planned for today, but that's the scariest thing you're going to hear all day.
Yep.
That's by far and away, as far as Halloween-related things and Halloween songs and movies and TV shows that you're going to watch, that's as scary as it gets.
Yeah.
I know that we love these holiday as adults. The majority of us do. We've seen the numbers. Over 87% of adults like Halloween. 70-some percent are celebrating it and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a number that's steadily rised, if not stayed the same over the last 5-6 years.
Hmm.
This isn't about us. This holiday is not about us. This holiday is not for us. This is for the kids. And the very least we can do for 3 hours today, or 2 or 3 hours, whatever your Halloween time is, and we'll get to that in a moment, wherever you're bopping around today, be on the lookout for little people. Be on the lookout for your fellow Wisconsinites, your fellow, you know, humans out there. And just be decent today.
Yeah.
If you don't want to hand out candy, leave your light off.
Mm-hmm.
If you do want to hand out candy, be cool about it. For those people grabbing candy, you know, those one bucket, that those buckets won't take one. Take one.
Come
don't
on.
Be that person. Don't be that person. The karma is not going to be pretty. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
There's certain things we can do today to where when we get to tonight, 10, 11 at night, even not even that late, you know, 7, 8 at night or whatever.
Yeah, right.
And hopefully on the news when we're watching it at night and everything, we're not hearing anything horrible. We're not hearing anything bad other than my horrible Halloween costume that I'm really feeling guilty about now, you guys. I really feel like I should put in at least a little more effort.
We'll forgive you this time, James. You just got to make up for it next year.
Next year. I mean that. I only used the promise word if I could back it up, and I promise next year. It'll be on a Tuesday next year, so it'll be a little interesting as it kind of works its way through the week there and ends up back on the weekend.
I did also hear some good ideas for pedestrians to have some reflective things or glow sticks. That's
glow
a
sticks
great
are
idea
good.
To
yep.
be mm-hmm. more visible to mm-hmm. help drivers too, because a lot of costumes are dark.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, wear some reflective tape, get some something glow sticks, bright and shiny,
yep.
flashlights, glow sticks,
all that
whatever
stuff.
You need
yep.
to also help protect yourself.
We'll get an updated look at our forecast in the 8 o'clock hour, of course, from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. But it does look like it's going to be nice weather today.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
you know,
that's awesome.
Kids' teeth are not going to be chattering.
They don't have to wear their snowsuit under their princess
yeah.
costume.
Yeah, exactly.
I used to think that every kid should dress up as a Stay Puff Marshmallow Man, basically.
That would make sense,
or
right?
Or the Abominable Snowman.
Yeah, there you go. I do want to get to our Halloween times. Let's go ahead and do that right now. Trick-or-treat hours for our area. 5 to 7 in Wisconsin Rapids, Grand Rapids, Nakusa, Port Edwards, and Buren. 4:30 to 6:30 in Rudolph and Vesper. 4 to 7 in Pittsville, Marshfield, 5:30 to 8, and Wausau, 4 to 7. There's a bunch of fun things going on in our area. I encourage you to check them out. Have some fun with them, everybody. Just enjoy yourselves. You know? It's going to be
a good time.
It's going to be a fun one. We're going to take you right, of course, up to the 10 o'clock hour today. Have some fun with that. Afterwards, it's Playmakers. Nobody made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Join us for Playmakers today. A lot of scary stuff happening over the weekend in sports. Get to some of that and plenty more. We're going to also dive into some local stuff, of course, as well, and be taking your phone calls. Call up 424-2600 during that hour, and we'll be talking sports with you. And a big shout-out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit later today, the Greg Gard Show, because it's basketball season, baby.
It's back.
It's a ball night. 6:05. You could not have sounded less enthusiastic.
It's back.
I like actually. It was almost lurched. Like it was almost.
You rang.
Yeah, it was good. 6:05. The Greg Gard Show tonight. Wisconsin's Badgers head basketball coach joins us on these airwaves once a week. And tomorrow, don't forget, we'll have Coach Granato joining us from the Wisconsin hockey team.
Yes,
gonna be fun. All stuff gonna be fun there. As we go to break, Seth, would you mind telling our audience about this amazing thing that we are doing?
Yes. Speaking of sports, since we're on that, we have going on right now New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway.
Yes.
We will be giving away two tickets to the January 1st game between the Packers and the Vikings. These are club tickets. Yes, you heard that right. And this is going to be, of course, at Lambeau Field. If you want to get in on this action, and who wouldn't? I'm seriously, who wouldn't want to do this? Register at a drop box at the locations that we have for your chance to win. One name will be drawn from each location. These individuals will receive a $50 gift card from that business and will become qualifiers for the Green Bay giveaway. Qualifiers will be placed into a hat, the classic way of doing it, of course. And one final winner will be selected. Right now, we have four different places you can register. You can go to Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria and Jennings here in Wisconsin Rapids, and then in Nakusa, you can stop by the Piggly Wiggly. Registration closes at November 28th, and the winner will be announced on November 30th. One registration per person, per location.
Mm-hmm. This is exciting. This is a fun one. We've been fortunate to get a chance to do a number of giveaways and everything, and been enjoying a lot of these. I would say that that's really like went into high gear when Heart of Wisconsin Media took over and getting to do things with them. It's nice to have it continuing. It's fun to have these things kind of continue around here. We know how much the audience likes this stuff.
Yeah.
We love doing this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The greatest thing in radio, other than, you know, getting people important information, of course, is giving people free stuff.
It's great.
It's a blast. It never gets old. It's awesome. It's fun.
And we're looking forward. Packer tickets.
Yeah.
I mean, actual Packer tickets.
Well, versus Vikings tickets. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We can't always guarantee a good game.
No.
We can guarantee a good game. Like, this is going to be, even if it's a blowout on one side or the other, it's a rivalry game. You're going to be glued to every second of this game. If you were sitting at home, why not watch it at a club seat?
Yeah, why not?
I was talking with Terry last week about this, and she's actually seen a game in club seats and everything, and it's a lot of fun. I've never experienced anything like it the way she was describing it and everything.
Right.
It's gonna be a blast, you guys. Be sure to get in on this.
Yeah.
Again, just a little bit, we'll get into our National Day of Calendar. An 8 o'clock hour, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick off with the kitchens open. Looking forward to that. Melissa's got a great segment lined up for us there. And after that, of course, good stories, then they write stories. We'll get on some of these other spookier topics as well. We got plenty of fun coming up for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Happy Halloween. Happy Monday. Got some good stuff going on. I'm going to, by the way, everybody, I'm going to be using the bumpers every segment we can. I only get these Halloween bumpers one more day. I'm going to use it as much as I can.
Might as well.
I was able to use it. I did Over the Back Fence on Saturday, and I was like, I'm using these bumpers.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Awesome. James can't get all the fun. I want to do this, too.
Right?
Yeah.
For those that don't know, Seth is the one that puts those things into the system and all that stuff. I mean, you got to have a little fun with that.
Have a little fun with it, right? Yeah.
It's time to have some fun with our National Day of Calendar. We're going to dive into that right now for this October 31st, 2022. It is Girl Scout Founders Day.
Oh, cool.
That's a really good one.
Yeah, that's neat.
With more than 100 years of history, the Girl Scouts of the USA have been encouraging gifts to grow in their skills. Been encouraging girls to grow their skills, cooperation, and passions. With an emphasis on investing in girls and young women who can lead well into the future, the founding of Girl Scouts has made a huge impact on millions of women in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Celebrated on the birthday of the American founder of the Girl Scouts, Juliet Gordon Lowe. Girl Scout Founders Day offers an opportunity to look back at the roots of this important organization. Juliet was born on October 31st, 1860, and was affectionately known by the nickname Daisy. Inspired by Lord Baden-Powell, who founded Boy Scouts, Law originally joined the movement of Girl Guides in England in 1911. Upon returning to the U.S. in 1912, Lowe started Girl Guides in Savannah, Georgia. Hmm. 3 years later, the name was changed to Girl Scouts, and Lowe remained active in the movement until her passing in 1927.
Oh, wow. That's cool. Wow. I actually like Girl Guides better.
I like Girl Guides.
That sounds cool.
I like
Girl
that.
Guides. Is kind of cool.
I see why you go to Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts.
Yeah,
that kind
makes
of thing.
Sense.
It makes it's easier for parents. You know, cricket maybe stays in there. You know, it's more catchy. But I like Girl Guides. That's good. My sister was a Girl Scout, Brownie, and all that. It really made a big impact on her. She really enjoyed it. We didn't have anything like that. We hadn't. I shouldn't say that. We didn't do anything like that really growing up. And that was the first time my mom and she was involved in it. And it was great. It was great.
Very cool.
I actually heard something I thought was kind of a hot take and controversial the other day. Somebody told me that they thought Girl Scout cookies were overrated. And I've never.
Oh my gosh.
It's the first time in my life I've ever heard anybody say anything even close to. She wasn't saying that they were bad. She was saying that she thought that they were a little overhyped. And I honestly, like, there are very few moments in life where I have nothing to say back, where I'm speechless, and I'm just dumbfounded by this. I'm like, what? So, well, I like.
I don't know how to respond to that.
I really didn't. I really didn't. But the Girl Scouts organization is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
A big shout out and thank you to all the participants and all the parents and volunteers and everybody that helps out making Girl Scouts happen wherever your community is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's World Savings Day.
If you blow all your money on candy and costumes.
Hey,
yeah.
Is this a day where we focus on saving the planet? No, it's about money. Never mind.
Thinking of hot takes. Wow.
Thinking about the future and making financial plans is a wise practice. And making a plan by putting a few dollars aside on a regular basis is what World Saving Day is all about.
Okay.
Established a while ago, back in 1934 in Milan, Italy, during the first International Savings Bank Congress, where representatives of 29 countries met, World Saving Day was originally created to promote the idea of being thrifty all over the world. In fact, the original name was World Thrift Day.
Which now everyone doesn't know what it means anymore.
No.
No, they think it'd be like used
thrift. What does that mean?
Yeah, I think you're right, Melissa. Yeah. Born just after the impact of the Great Depression and on economies all over the globe, the idea of World Savings Day was founded to restore the confidence people had in saving their money in an effort to ensure a higher standard of living.
Okay.
It's good to have a savings for a rainy day.
It is.
Unfortunately, most people,
if you're able to,
paycheck to paycheck, can't afford to put money into savings.
That's
right,
true.
Right.
Yeah. Something to aspire to, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah.
It's nice to think about.
Yes.
It's with all the talk of Social Security lately and everything, however anybody feels about it out there, it's getting harder and harder to imagine that, like, those of us in our 40s, like, what's going to be there?
Yeah.
You know? Is it just going to be, we're going to get a check from the government that says IOU? Are we, you know, is it what? It's interesting.
Sorry, this fund you paid into your whole working life, I don't know where it went.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you know, you're the reason that you can't move because your knees are killing you and your back is all messed up and you've got arthritis in your elbows and your wrists and all that. Yeah, yeah, here's an IOU.
Yeah. Yeah,
National Caramel Apple Day. The autumn air is crisp. The smell of fallen leaves wafts on breezy breezes that bring showers of their fellows from the trees they caress. Caramel apples are just good. Wait a minute. What was all that?
I don't know. That was weird.
Like these, they're just good. I mean, they're great. They're a caramel apple. You put an apple on a stick. You put it in caramel. You dip it in whatever you want. You eat it. It's great.
Yesterday, after worship at church, we actually did caramel apples.
Mm.
Not only we had, you know, several of the big, you know, ones on a stick, but we also had, you know, for, you know, people who can't bite into an apple anymore, you know, had slices and toppings and stuff. Oh, it was a big hit. My goodness, it was huge. I couldn't believe it.
I love that idea.
Yeah.
It's a better way to eat a caramel apple
because,
number one, you don't have to get crazy messy trying
that's true
to
yep
mm-hmm. caramel covered apple on a stick, but you also get more caramel.
It's true.
Why am I in my 40s and I'm just hearing this? This is awesome. That's a great idea. You can have amazing. More than one topping too.
Yeah, we had tons of like sprinkles and toppings and stuff you could put on them and everything. It was great.
Man, I am so angry at every Halloween party I've ever been to now that this never had anything like that. That's a fantastic idea.
Yeah,
nicely done, you guys. Have you had a caramel apple with a green apple before?
Yes, oh, yeah. Yes, okay. It's very good.
Yeah, I didn't know if that was rare popular. Or not. Oh, yeah. Are they? Okay, then maybe it's the red I was thinking of.
Yeah, because the green is tart, so that pairs really well with the sweet.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. We had the apples we had were Cortland's, which are also very tart. They're red. Mm. They're red apples, but they're very tart, and they were so good. Oh, my goodness.
That does sound really good, actually.
Yeah. Jeez,
man, that is some good stuff right there. And also want to celebrate today is National Magic Day.
National Magic Day.
Magic. I tried to do a magic trick to the audience, and it's not working. I have yet to figure out how to do that audio-wise. But we're going to figure it out.
I have a rabbit here. Really, I do. It's a rabbit.
You just pulled it out of a hat. It's amazing.
Looking for a delightful reason to embrace the mysteries of magic of the world? Then look no further than National Magic Day. In the beginning, the idea of National Magic Day was started out with something called Houdini Day. The first of these days took place in the summer of 1927, less than 1 year after his passing, the passing of the famous magician, after whom it was named. His wife presented a trophy in honor of him on that day.
Oh, wow.
Harry Houdini is quite probably one of the reasons magic is so popular today. And at the time of his death, he was the most famous member of the Society of American Magicians. You can make the argument he still is.
Yeah.
Houdini died in the afternoon on October 31st, 1926, in a hospital in Detroit, Michigan. This date means that October 31st is not only National Magic Day and Halloween, it is also the anniversary of the death of the most famous magician the world may ever know.
Wow, how fitting that he died on Halloween.
Yeah, did he, like, plan that?
And I don't know.
Melissa, there are so many rumors or, you know, things like that of people that thought that that was the case and stuff.
Yeah.
And so his wife, one of the many things that is lost in the shuffle about Harry Houdini, humongous romantic, big romantic, madly in love with his wife, so much so that she was so scared of him passing that they had a deal. Because Houdini, for those, and I don't mean to ramble here, but for Houdini, this was a passion project, magic. It wasn't just about making a living and everything. It was about spreading entertainment, spreading that joy that magic can bring. And one of the things he would do, traveling from town to town, in between that, he would stop at, like, fortune tellers' places and things like that. And he would show how he would go in, you know, disguised. Nobody would know it was him, Harry Houdini. And he would kind of let the people who were there getting their money taken from them, like, you know, show them, hey, this is where the string is coming from. Mm-hmm. This is why the table is shaking, things like that. Because when Harry and his family were very young, his father passed away. His mother was pretty much in charge of everything. Mm-hmm. And his mother went mad of missing his father. Mm-hmm. And she tried to contact him through a medium.
Yep.
And this medium took them for every penny they had. So they grew up very poor and very, it was very difficult on them. So Harry dedicated his life, yes, to the
exposing them. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And magic was a way of helping him do that. You could almost make the argument that Harry cared more about that than he did magic.
Mm-hmm.
This was a way to an ends to a means and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So it's not just lost on, I don't think it's just all those things going into today. I also think that's an important thing about today and the legacy of Harry Houdini.
Yep.
I'm all for entertainment. And if somebody goes in, they stop somewhere and they're getting their palm read or something like that and everything, and it's just strictly for entertainment, that's fine. We all know there are plenty of people out there that put a lot more stock into that than just that.
Right.
To each their own. I'm not going to tell people what to believe. But where I have a problem is the people that take advantage of people that do that, because those are scammers. Yes. And what have we been doing for years on this radio station? Uncovering scammers and talking about them and bringing a light to them, putting them in the sun and in the spotlight so more people are not taken advantage by them.
Yep.
Yes.
They're no different. And unfortunately, whether you know, to each their own of what you believe and what you don't believe, I have yet to see a medium be able to give you any concrete proof. If that's what you're looking for, if that's what you want, oftentimes the people who are most desperate, they just want a glimpse of an idea.
Right.
And that's where these con artists come in.
Mm-hmm.
There are books and books and books on doing this. There are tons of history on it and everything. It's one of the oldest hustles that exists.
Yep.
You want to talk to your loved one? I can help you do that. I got a connection.
Just give me money.
Just all I need is like a couple of $100
mm-hmm.
and that's literally all the connection takes is just a couple $100. So if you could just give me that, then I got him. I got him. I hear that he passed suddenly. His name began with a B.
I meant to Z.
Sometimes it gets a little cloudy. I love how that's the way they can get out. It's a little cloudy, so I can't tell. Like, get out of here with that.
But what was the connection that the agreement that he had with his wife?
So, thank you, Melissa. So him and his wife have this deal to kind of not calm her down, but just as an agreement. If he passes, we will find out if the spirits can talk to the living. And he said that they had a special word between the two of them that only those two knew in the whole universe. It was a very unique, very eclectic word or something.
Mm-hmm.
And if she went to a medium and they said this word, she would know, oh, that's my Harry. And, oh my gosh, those spirits can talk to them. Unfortunately, according to her, she never heard the word. She went to mediums many times, but never heard the word. I would love to have ended the story more romantically, but that is how it went.
Mm-hmm.
That does not mean that mediums exist or don't or whatever. I don't want to be Jimmy Downer here. I'm not trying to kill people's fun if you enjoy it for entertainment. What I'm focused on is the people that get taken advantage of.
Right.
But in a way, that is a validation for her and a proving of the love that they have for each other, because it validated all the work that he did.
Yeah,
in her mind.
Agreed. I think that's the way that I took it, Melissa. I just didn't want to ramble too much longer. But yeah, that's the way I took it. I do want to, well said, Melissa. I wanted to remind the audience, the magic of Bill Blagg is coming up to the Central Wisconsin Theater.
Mm-hmm.
I come over to the PAC, the Performing Arts Center. I'm sorry, to the Performing Arts Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Thanks to our friends at Savor the Arts, this is going on November 10th. Audiences are thrilled with these incredible grand-scale illusions as Bill Blagg combines his magical talents with his quick wit and off-the-cuff personality. We had Bill on last week on Morning Magazine. Be sure to check out that podcast if you didn't get a chance to listen to it. Man, that was fun. One of the best interviews we've had. That was a blast.
See, now that's good magic. That's fun magic. Yeah, entertaining magic.
Mm-hmm. We will take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. Come back and have some more fun right here on Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the monster mash.
Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 7:42 on the clock. Now we've gotten that in. You have to get Monster Mash in today.
You do, you've at least
at
once.
You've got to at least get a snippet of it in.
Yeah.
It's a rule.
That's my snippet.
I was going to say, Melissa, apparently this does not apply to you, but that's one of those songs that you, I mean, we hear it every Halloween a lot. But for me, it's still, I don't care because I love it. I still love the song.
It's one of those songs. It always hits people. I think that there's something like charming about it.
Yeah,
that it still like is in the public persona. Like it's such a popular song still.
Yeah,
and all that. And you said something the other day about that song, about the singer of the song, where he took the impression or whatever. Or
yes, yeah, Bobby Pickett was his name. He later got the nickname Boris because of his Boris Karloff impression, which is what he's doing on here. So, if you're known by your impression, that's a pretty good impression. I mean, it's spot on.
Yeah. It really is.
Right on there, yeah.
The only version better of Frankenstein singing is, of course, Young Frankenstein.
Peter Boyle.
Oh, my God. God bless Peter Boyle. Moving into another Halloween topic here, the top Halloween candies your kids won't care if you steal.
All right.
Important information here, Seth.
It is.
Write this stuff down, and please, somebody, I mean, it doesn't matter anymore, but you could tell my dad. I mean, it would have been nice if he knew this 30 years ago, but...
Better late than never, right?
So because I do this, this is my fault. Because I do this with my father, everything starts with my father with an exaggeration, a bit of his voice.
Mm-hmm.
My dad really does have a bit of an accent, but it's much more tamer and all that. So I, of course, you know, embellished on it and everything, because it's funnier that way, Jimmy. This course, what'd you do? I'm not embellishing when I say my father like just took handfuls of our candy. Like you shouldn't eat all that. Like that was always his thing. I'm helping you.
I love it. Not shy about it. Nope. I'm just gonna take this.
If you want to raid your kids' Halloween haul gluten free, here are top candies to steal. Someone polled adults and kids between 8 to 14 and looked at which candies we like more than our kids do, and here are the top 10. Let's start at the bottom of this one. Okay. Whatchamacallits.
Really?
Oh.
I love those. Yeah.
Those are one of my favorite candy bars.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, they're hard.
Good thing. You have free reign.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Yeah. I liked them as a kid, though, too.
Mm-hmm. I did, too. Yeah.
I'm expecting to see candies that we like as adults, but not as kids, possibly. Yeah. So I'm curious about that. But do they sell the fun-size Whatchamacallits?
You know, if they do, they must be hard to find.
Yeah, I looked all over for them, man.
I don't know.
That's a crime.
Because the kids don't like it.
That's right. There we go.
They don't do it.
I feel like you or Melissa was about to hit that. Got it way before I did. Yes, yes. Number 9 on the list, York peppermint patties. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's not going to work with my youngest.
Oh,
yeah. No, those are his favorite.
It's one of the few chocolate things that doesn't have peanuts. Associated with it.
Yeah.
So that's why he loves them, because he can eat them. That's why.
I like them, but I always thought of them as an adult candy.
Yeah, they do. Really? Yeah.
Very, very much those mints, the Andes, the little square.
Yeah, Andy's candies.
Are they Andy's candies? I couldn't remember. Okay, it's been
with
so long.
The green and the chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that was like literally a candy that you couldn't buy if you were a kid. Like you had to be a certain age to be able to buy that candy.
Sorry, I need to see your ID, sir.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
Show your ID for this one.
I just need some candy, man. Just come on. Number 8 on the list, Heath bars.
Okay.
Those are fun size. I have seen fun size Heath bars.
Yes, I have seen those.
And those are hard to eat. Can we just come out and say that? Heath bars are kind of tough to eat.
They get stuck in your teeth.
They do, yeah.
They're better broken up and made into, like, cookies.
Ooh. They do make it, or toppings on, like, a blizzard or something like that.
Donut.
They're perfect for that, yeah. Number 7, mints, like the kind they hand out at restaurants.
Oh, like peppermints.
Peppermints or spearmints.
Number 6
who
on the list.
Those out?
Yeah, I was just going to say the same thing. Yeah,
I do with my Werther's candies. Here you go.
Yes.
Hey, Werther's are good.
Another one that would have made the list. Honorable mention right there with Werther's.
Yes.
Nicely done. Number 6. Number 6, Butterfingers.
Really?
Yeah.
That's another one that gets stuck in your teeth.
That's the first thing I thought of when you said that about Heath bars, Seth.
Yeah.
Is I love Butterfingers. The only catch is can I brush my teeth within the next 5 minutes?
Yeah.
I do like them, though. Those are good.
Yes.
Baby Ruth bars are number 5.
Oh, baby Ruth bars are good.
Mm.
Again,
I don't know if I've ever had one.
Really? Oh, they're tasty.
I know I had one. Like, they had a milk or a dark chocolate one I know I had. But I think that I haven't had many, that's for sure. Mixed nuts. So that's the not that one's not candy, just a bag of nuts. But, you know. Hey.
Who gives those out again?
I don't know.
It's like, what? Yeah. Who does that?
We may be giving some people, some adults ideas out there.
That's
know.
True, yeah. Have a basket for adults little, and then, yeah.
yeah.
One for kids.
Those little packages of trail mix or mixed nuts.
That's
that
true.
Size. I mean, yeah. That's kind of, it's a healthier option. It's better than a pencil.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Almond Joys at number three.
Oh, I love Almond Joy. Mm, again, I will take those any day of the week.
Is it just me, or does it seem like a lot of, not all, of course, is you don't you can hold up about emailing me about your kid that loves coconut, but it seems like a lot of kids don't like coconut.
Not really. No, I think you're right on that one.
Number two.
There's a lot of coconut in those, though.
There is. There yes, is, yeah. Yes. Number two, here we go. Andy's Chocolate Mints. That's funny.
There you go. Again, my weird, it's not because he's weird. It's another candy he can eat.
Yeah.
It doesn't have any peanut contamination. So it's so my kid is an adult when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there you go.
The few chocolate things he can have. So, yeah.
And let's see here. Number one on the list, Dove Dark Chocolate Bars.
Oh, ooh, like the little ones?
I'll
yeah.
All of those.
I'm so with you, Melissa. Yeah, they do not know what they are missing.
Yeah, no kidding.
That's an incredible like candy. Mm-hmm. Those are really like that's
very
some
yummy.
Yeah.
I think when I think of like chocolate that is really like good like or it tastes like it's expensive. That's the chocolate I think of.
That's good. Which is hilarious.
With a little saying inside, you know, it's a nugget of wisdom with your delicious chocolate.
Just a couple of honorable mentions. So the do not touch these list. They also looked at the candies kids like more than adults.
Mm.
Sour Patch Twists, Pop Rocks, Airheads, Nerds, Gummy Bears, Ring Pops, Double Bubble Chewing Gum, Sour Patch Kids, Welch's Fruit Snacks, and Pixie Sticks.
Oh my gosh. Oh, pure uncut.
Yeah,
first one's free, kid.
Yep, but you're going to have to pay for that second one.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Pixie Sticks were great. My sister loved Ring Pops.
Oh, my gosh.
Just loved them. Like, we had, like, she would stash the rings in a drawer. There was, like, eight of them in there once. Like, we didn't even know
where stash.
And we didn't even know where she got them. Like, we didn't know where she was getting these rings from.
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Yeah. We'll take it.
Did I ever tell? Oh, I was
oh, go ahead.
Quickly. Did I ever tell you guys about the foot long pixie sticks my dad got us one year?
Whoa!
Oh, I've seen those before. Oh my gosh!
They come in plastic.
Yes. Yeah.
It's not a paper straw. It's a plastic straw, and it's like three times or four times bigger than the original ones around.
Yes.
Plus,
it is.
It's like 2 feet long.
That's crazy.
It's a crazy amount of sugar.
That sounds yeah.
Oh, my teeth are hurting.
Fun. We enjoyed it.
I was going to say, I bet you had a blast though. I bet you had a lot of fun. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back into some more fun right here on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR, Locally Grown Radio. Got Melissa, Seth, and James here with you at 7:53 on the clock. I'm going to take you right up to the top of the 8 o'clock hour. And it is Halloween, so let's talk a little bit about snow. Let's talk a little bit about Christmas.
What?
Yeah, I know.
James.
I love it.
I know. That's wrong of me. It's wrong. That ain't right story, sort of. Just that we're talking about snow. Right now, if you go to any store, chances are they got Christmas stuff out.
Oh, everywhere.
Or at least Thanksgiving stuff out.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't even gotten through Halloween. We know how this works now. It's been going on long enough like this.
Yeah.
Motel 6 did a poll on people's travel plans this winter and that found a quarter of the country will have to drive or fly somewhere this year if they want to see snow. 25% of Americans live in an area where it rarely snows, and 54% of those people said they'd never seen snow. 54% of people said that they have never seen snow.
Wow.
So that means roughly 1 in 7 people have never seen snow.
In the United States.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
72% of us overall hope to see snow this year. The other 28% said no thanks. All 28% of people in the Midwest.
Yeah, we're fine.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Here are a few more winter activities a surprising number of people have never experienced.
Okay.
Ice skating. 38% of us have never done that.
Okay. Well, that one you can do indoors. Yeah. If you need you to, can. You know, mm-hmm. we've got hockey teams in the South. They've got rinks down there. They can do it.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite memories is my dad getting it in him that he was going to teach me and my other knucklehead friends something you know, positive and that we could take with us and all this. And it was ice skating. And mm-hmm. he had about six pairs of skates that he borrowed from some guys that he played with as well and for the Rockford and all that team mm-hmm. and all that. And so he brings us, we're in Batavia at the time, and they had a swamp in the back, and it was frozen over. So my dad's idea was we were going to learn to skate on that. We go out there, and it's not nearly, like, he had all the greatest intentions in the world, and this is growing up with my father, with the greatest of intentions and the biggest heart that you're going to meet. And not so much a lot of thought through. It was very bumpy on that swamp. Yeah. Incredibly bumpy.
Probably like a lot of like grass sticking.
Oh yeah,
through.
Sticks. Oh, and yeah. I tripped on a stick. I'll never forget. I've got a bump on my knee that I don't think has ever gone away. But I'll tell you this: seven or eight of eight little inner city kids learned how to ice skate that day.
Nice. Boy, you gotta. Credit where credit is due. Yeah.
Yes. And that just, that maybe we could have found an ice rink nearby or something, maybe.
You get to a regular ice rink. Wow, this is really easy.
See, just toughening you up for the.
Right, right. Yeah. I would, years, like 10 years, I don't know what it was, years later, I broke my ankle, tore my ACL and MCL, which certainly killed my basketball career. No, I'm kidding. I never had a basketball career. I just can't stand when people do that all the time. Like, yeah, I'd have made it if it wasn't for that. Let's be real here, man. But I can't really ice skate anymore. I can't even really roller skate that well. My ankle is so bad. Mm. It never really healed.
It takes a lot of ankle strength to be able to do those activities.
Yeah. I'm so glad that he taught us that when I got to ice skate when I was young. Ice skating is so much fun. Mm-hmm. It is incredible.
It used to be my favorite winter thing to do. I ice skated a lot when I was a little kid. Yeah. And because my birthday is in January, I remember I had, or I wanted to have, a skating party. I don't know if I ever did get to do that. I think maybe my friend and I got to go skating on my birthday. But
maybe we'll have to pull that off the doll, Melissa.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Know, skating now is a little scarier because yes. the ice is further away. Yes. It's harder.
It keeps getting further away.
And it keeps getting harder. I don't know why that happens.
If you had happened to look out at that swamp that wonderful day in December where all these kids were bopping around, you would have seen about eight kids being Maggie Simpson every 5 seconds falling down and bouncing right back up.
Yep.
Boy, we just don't do that as adults, do we?
No.
Nope. It's the bounce back that doesn't quite happen like that.
The only time we bounce like that as adults is if we think somebody's watching. Like, then sure. Like, yeah.
Right. And then you cover up the limping until later.
Yeah.
You ever done that, this, where you slip on some ice and you immediately, your first response is to look around and see if anybody was around?
Yeah. Anyone see that?
Yeah. Yeah. Or even, maybe even worse. You're like, for a good minute or two, you're basically like an old slapstick artist where you're sliding on, slipping on the ice, and you're you're trying to catch yourself so you don't fall, and then you try to play it off like I meant to do that. That's cool. I didn't fall.
I'm just checking the traction on my shoes.
Got good shoes on. All right, these boots are all right.
Actually, these days you actually kind of hope someone is recording it on their phone because then maybe you'll go viral.
These are a very good point. Yes, 36% of people have said that they have never put up holiday lights. Another 33% of people have never sledded. That's fun.
Oh, sledding is fun.
And 30%.
It can be a little dangerous, but it's also fun.
Yeah.
I broke my arm sledding.
Did you?
Yes,
wow.
I did.
Wow. Melissa, really, you really set you up there. That was great.
Yeah, that was it.
I didn't think about that part of sledding. I'm glad you guys mentioned that. I didn't even think about
it. I went off a jump. You're not supposed to do that. That's what did it. So
I don't even know if it's open anymore, but we had a hill over here in town in Rapids called Bloody 07. and as a little kid, I never heard like a real story behind why it was called that. But man, I could not wait to get over there. And it's one of the greatest places I've had. Same thing in Nakusa when we were going to grade school in Nakusa at Humpke. One of the things we could do in the winter was go sledding because of this big hill they had over there. And as a little kid coming from where I did, I thought that was the coolest thing ever.
Very
that
cool.
was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We had a huge hill behind my house when I was growing up, and we would go out there and trek up the hill and slide down. Dad had a big toboggan we'd all pile on. Oh. Just didn't want to be the person in front because you got
snow on the face. Yeah, right.
Snow.
Yes.
Guess who was the little one who always had to sit in the front?
Oh, Mel. I do love those old toboggans.
No, those
things
are, cool.
are really cool. Those things are built.
Yeah.
They built those to last, though.
They
those
did.
Things.
Oh, and usually they're wood on the bottom. My dad put sheet metal on the bottom of ours.
Wow.
So we went really fast.
Really fast.
Greased it up and waxed it.
And then you hit the cornfield. And the remainders of the corn stalks, that was the fun part.
It's crazy.
Right in the face. Wah, 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 wah.
We got to get to commercial break here, but we'll come back and have some more fun and update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center coming up right here on WFHR.